A new law passed this week would ban TikTok in the United States unless its Chinese owner sells the popular video app. The heart of lawmakers' concerns is national security. Here's Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia.
It's not hard to imagine how a platform that facilitates so much commerce, political discourse, and social debate could be covertly manipulated to serve the goals of an authoritarian regime.
But what do we actually know about China's alleged efforts to manipulate Americans? NPR's Shannon Bond joins us to unpack all this. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Layla.
So we've talked a lot over the years about foreign interference, especially around elections, but the main focus has usually been on Russia. What role is China playing here?
The intel community, as well as researchers and tech companies, they say China is stepping up its online information operations in recent years. And that's part of what intelligence officials have said is the Chinese government's broader goals of sowing doubts in U.S. leadership and fundamentally undermining democracy. But recently, there's been this new focus, especially on exacerbating partisan divides, even impersonating U.S. voters. I spoke with Clint Watts, who's general manager of Microsoft's Threat Analysis Center.
The Chinese actually going into U.S. audience spaces, masquerading as Americans, and posting inflammatory content around current events or social issues or political issues. So that is different from anything we've seen China do in past election cycles.
Now, we did see the beginnings of some of this with the 2022 midterms, but researchers are documenting even more of this activity now.
Okay, so what are some examples of what they found?
Well, there are accounts on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, posing as Trump supporters and falsely accusing President Biden of stealing votes. Other China-linked accounts are jumping on hot-button topics like immigration, and they've promoted baseless conspiracy theories, like that the Maui wildfires were the result of a military weapon. And Microsoft and other researchers have linked this to a long-running Chinese network of fake accounts that operates across social networks, including Facebook, X, and TikTok. It's known as Spamouflage, because many of those accounts act really spammy. And last year, Facebook owner Meta said Spamouflage was the largest covert influence operation it's ever disrupted. It linked it directly to Chinese law enforcement. But, you know, despite the scale of those efforts from China, so far they haven't had a big impact here in the U.S. So these accounts have not gained a lot of followers or really moved the needle on these issues.
Okay, but what you're describing is not unique to TikTok. It's also on X, Facebook, which are not getting banned. What role does the app TikTok play in China's efforts?
Well, from what we've seen, it is kind of the same as some of those other platforms you mentioned. Researchers tell me they haven't seen a particular or outsized focus on TikTok here in the U.S., though I should say it is a hard platform to study. But, you know, there is an example we can look at where Beijing has tried to use TikTok to influence politics. That's Taiwan, which held its own presidential vote back in January. Researchers there point to TikTok influencers who appeared to be reading, in some cases, from scripted pro-China content. They also found accounts that have shared Chinese state media videos on TikTok and YouTube without disclosing their origins. But to be clear, none of these were connected with TikTok's Chinese owner, ByteDance. And even though China's attempts to sway voters in Taiwan were more aggressive, they were also unsuccessful. The pro-independence candidate there won re-election.
That's NPR's Shannon Bond. Thank you, Shannon.
Thanks, Layla.